jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
At one point, the U.S. press started shouting questions to Biden and Putin, and the pool report says that at that point, a shoving match began to get them out. Russian security was pulling back the rope to get them out. Lots of shoving and grabbing. It was extremely aggressive. The Russian security pulled on our clothes and shoved us as we tried to stay in the room. I have heard from somebody who works at the White House that they were lined up about 10 minutes beforehand to get in, and that as things kind of started to deteriorate in the room, the Swiss, who are the hosts for the U.S. and Russia, the neutral party here, were trying to get people organized, trying to get people in line, and it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
And Russian security was tugging on people?
Yeah. And Biden's kind of opening comments were, you couldn't hear them because the Russian press was so loud, but maybe the scrum was just going on at the same time, or that was on purpose to drown him out. I have no idea.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me a little bit, and this, granted, this was a couple of years ago, but you remember when some of Erdogan's goons from Turkey charged across the street in D.C. and beat down a bunch of people on American soil?
And got away with it.
Yeah, and then you got the old Lukashenko there in Belarus pulling planes out of the sky. Now you got the Russian security forces in Switzerland roughing up reporters.
Or making it too loud for the U.S. president to be heard. That's the sort of thing, having read a biography about Putin, that's the sort of thing he's actually an expert in, this sort of thing. This sort of psychological just mucking up the works and things. Going back to his KGB days. So the idea that he, the Russian press, which might, they might all be military officers for all I know, may have absolutely been instructed to cause a little melee, make a bunch of noise when Biden was trying to talk.
Make him look weak. Yeah. I saw a profile of Putin the other day and they showed him with Boris Yeltsin when he just before and just after he assumed power, when he was really young and lean and looked like something out of Central Casting, the evil Russian man. He was a scary looking dude in kind of that gray. I have no conscience. I have no emotions way.
Right. Man Without a Face, great book about Putin if you want to read a biography of Putin. Anyway,
inaccurate, though. He does have a face.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I feel like I would have known that.
Well,
yeah,
right from the get-go, it's misleading.
Yeah, lies.
Which, again, is his specialty.
This from Mediaite. D.C. pundits become body language experts overnight to dissect the S out of the Biden-Putin summit. I like, because there's not much to go on yet. They're going to be talking for 4 or 5 hours. And they, you had them shake hands, and then they went in and sat down in their chairs, and like a gazillion pictures were taken.
Click, 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 click.
And then the press was ushered out, so there wasn't much to go on. Let me read a little from Mediaite, because it's kind of funny. President Joe Biden is destroying Vladimir Putin at their summit. That's according to the overnight body language experts of Twitter and cable news, who have deemed Biden's crossed legs as an absolute triumph over Putin's slouched spread. Biden is sitting up straight with his legs across the way presidents tend to sit.
I got hairy legs.
Putin is kind of slouched down in his chair with his legs spread apart, like, you know, like it's the end of a long day. Kind of interesting. I don't know I don't know anything about that.
Kind of trying. It sounds like they're trying to out-casual each other.
Biden looks good in these early videos we're seeing, wrote Daily Beast columnist Matt Lewis. Strong body language. Others on Twitter were equally confident in their analysis. Mediaite's own Tommy Christopher even dabbled in the body language discourse. When reached for comment to defend his tweet, Christopher conceded, yes, body language is dopey for news to do, but it's worth a tweet. We'll take it. As it turns out, body language victory is in the eyes of the beholder. This reporter said, who is a Trump supporter, declared Putin the winner of the initial body language. As did Daily Wire writer Ryan Savada, who described Biden's crossed legs as ladylike, as opposed to the much tougher Putin slouching dominant body language.
Wow. Are you starting to get an idea how clickbait works, folks? I mean, I certainly, these are my colleagues on the right who are writing this stuff, and I respect them, but come on, really?
This last paragraph on the story is funny. It's not just Twitter. Biden and Putin have been interacting for less than 5 minutes total, but body language has been mentioned 22 times on cable news already. No doubt that number will continue to grow. If we're lucky, we might even get a weird power handshake and CNN will implode into itself.
That's some pretty good writing. I appreciate their taking on the idiocy of the media.
Yeah. You know what you can read from the body language? Not a flippin' thing. Body language is so overrated.
Sure.
So yeah. Overrated.
I mean, you might, they're both clearly trying to look very relaxed.
Sure.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a couple of leaders trying to look unintimidated and like they're cool, but you can't read anything else into it.
No.
Now they're gonna meet for 4 or 5 hours, and I stand corrected. No breaks for food.
Okay, people who believe that, 99% of communication is nonverbal or whatever that thing is, next time you have a negotiation, hire a mime. See how well you do.
Yeah, yeah, what he said.
Okay, so they're meeting for 4 or 5 hours, and we were assuming that there's got to be long breaks or they huddle with their people and, you go to the bathroom and you have a little something to eat. But you're saying no food breaks in 4 or 5 hours?
This is kind of weird and contradictory.
Doesn't he need soup with his ginkgo biloba in it?
Oh, jeez. This is from the WAPO. The summit is expected to last 4 to 5 hours, officials said. So it's summit. Washington Post. They're not always right, but stop with your emails. It's not a summit. It's a meeting. Shut up. I don't care.
Mr. Biden, it's time for your soup. I'm sorry. I need to take a break. It's time for my warm soup.
Pay attention.
What color is the Jell-O today? The summit is expected to last 4 to 5 hours, officials said, without any breaks for food. Biden and Putin are scheduled to hold separate news conferences after it concludes. The first of two scheduled sessions between Biden and Putin ended after about 90 minutes, the White House said. A second session that includes additional aides was said to be getting underway. Okay.
They better feed these guys because I get hangry. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You'll end up with a war, Michael.
I'd keep a Snickers bar in my jacket pocket.
The White House felt compelled today to clarify what Biden intended to convey with a nod during the open moments of meeting with Putin.
Oh, wow. I wasn't really thinking about it much. I nodded.
Biden was not responding to a reporter's question about whether he trusts Putin, which had been shouted evidently concurrently with the nod body language segment. Blah, blah, blah. Putin said he'd be open to a prisoner swap with the United States. Two U.S. Marines are among those being held in Russian prisons, Paul Whelan and Trevor Reed. Putin mentioned Konstantin Yaroshenko, who's serving a 20-year prison sentence in the United States for conspiracy to bring drugs into the country, as someone Russia might want back in a swap. Russia's short on drug dealers or something? Although, in the international spookery, actually I had an interesting conversation with somebody who was involved in counterintelligence yesterday. In international spookery, there are a lot of people and things that are not what they say they are.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Whenever I hear a U.S. hiker got nabbed in Iran or something like that, I think they might have been a spy. They might have been exactly what the Ayatollah is claiming. I don't know.
Right. They might be a full-on spy, they might be somebody doing their government a favor, or they might just be a hiker, but you don't have any idea.
Sure.
Based on anything anybody says.
Here's our intelligence officer, Joe Getty, surrounded by books, computers, charts. Here's our counterintelligence officer, Positive Sean, just eating mayonnaise right from the jar. I'm counterintelligence.
You're more anti-intelligence than counterintelligence.
Yes.
Okay, so they get together. They jaw at each other for about 90 minutes, just the two of them and the interpreters. And then, So the two of them, the interpreters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Putin was accompanied by the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, just those four, plus interpreters. Then the White House said in a statement Biden and Putin were moving into, quote, an expanded bilateral meeting with more aides joining on both sides. Interesting. You know, I think it's good to stay in touch, good to meet. You know, Putin will do what Putin wants to do and needs to do for his country's national interest. I was reading a bunch about the whole cyber attack, the ransomware thing, how it's coming from Russia, how the United States really wants it to stop. They want Putin to rein it in. But any of the levers we have available through conventional international relations are almost certainly going to be useless unless Putin decides it's in his best interest to cooperate. Our ability to compel him is brutally limited, partly because, and I wish I'd had time before the show today, I really wanted to research this question. As Putin and Russia are doing lots of energy business with Germany in particular, I'm pretty certain that those Russian hackers are not bringing Germany to its knees. And so the Germans have no interest in helping us. The French are, well, they're French. The Brits would probably be inclined to help us, but they have their own problems. We just, unless we are truly going to go it alone and go hardcore, there's not much we can do. And the analysis I was reading said, really, in these instances, the only thing that works, unless you're willing to actually go to war, is broad international consensus. And we're just not going to get it. Sorry to be pessimistic on y'all, but that's just the way I see it.
You want to hear the partisan take on these? I can give you a couple of quick examples if you want them.
Sure.
Well, from Donald Trump Jr., does anybody think that the Biden-Putin meeting will be anything but a bloodbath for American interests? Or from a former Obama diplomat, by the end of this summit today with President Biden, Putin is really going to miss his lapdog Trump. So those are your two partisan views.
Well, both completely fair and even-handed and reasonable.
And helpful to the discussion.
And if we engaged in that, we'd probably be wealthier and have more affiliates. Yes. But I'm not going there.
Right.
I think Biden, who, while he has been wrong about virtually everything in foreign policy through the years, he and Antony Blinken, who I think is a pretty strong hand at the till, we'll see. Time will tell, but I got to believe they're going to say to Putin, look, the ransomware thing's got to end. We are willing to go a great deal farther on sanctions. We will screw with you as hard as we can. We will make it painful. On the other hand, Vlad, what do you want? What do you want? What can we do for you that'll make you rein this stuff in? And listen to him. Maybe he says something out of, I want the rest of Crimea and, south of France, nice beaches. Okay, then F off. But if he says something fairly reasonable, easing of sanctions here, maybe a little cooperation with Syria or what have you, it's worth talking about. No, I don't think he's going to mop the floor with Biden any more than he mopped the floor with the last four or five guys.
I think Biden smiled too much when they met. I just thought
body
it was
language, way
too smiley a way to walk into somebody that is an absolute complete enemy. I don't know what the deal is there. Too smiley.
I don't know. It's a tradition, for instance, Korean boxers. A lot of Asian boxers, actually. When they get tagged hard, they smile at their opponent. They say, I'm fine. You don't scare me. I don't mind it at all. But, you know, eye of the beholder.
Too smiley. Yeah. Got a grimace. He shouldn't even shook his fist. Why you? That's what he should have gone with. I oughta. Anyway, our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Charles Barkley says you can't have fun anymore in America because he's been told to stop making a certain kind of joke on his NBA broadcast. Among other things, of course, we'll keep our eye on the whole Putin-Biden thing as people continue to break it down with really nothing to break down.
Armstrong and Getty. Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
UFOs are back, even if the military can't explain them. Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the big mystery in his series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airing all this week on Newsmax TV. Millions are watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, and they're downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Get the latest on these strange UFOs and watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax, the new network everyone is talking about.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
When the Chuckster goes off on these now familiar rants about the city of San Antonio and its inhabitants, he ruffles some feathers over
there. Oh, really?
Like my Twitter blows up, doesn't yours, about what Chuck says about
San Antonio? Come on, man. You've got to have a sense of humor.
I know. People, you know.
People got to have a sense of humor. What are we talking about here? So Charles Barkley, I love the TNT show. If you like NBA basketball, you like the TNT show that they do with Charles Barkley and Shaq's on there and this other guy, Kenny Smith, you might not know him. And the host, what's his name?
Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson, who probably doesn't get enough credit for making that whole thing run. But the reason
maybe the last man in America named Ernie as well.
And really the reason that thing took off in the beginning and is such a popular sports show is because Charles Barkley, his personality is just, it's what it is. And he's the most honest guy that's ever been in sports. He'll say, this game is boring. It's just, you know, nobody else ever says that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's great. He doesn't care. He has no dams to give.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear more about that in just a second. But I was watching last night, and it was really good. He said, I think the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win, but they are the stupidest team I've ever seen. They got a bunch of stars that make the stupidest decisions I've ever seen anybody make. I had another comment on that. I don't remember. It'll flip back into my head. Anyway. I'll just read what he said yesterday because he got in trouble. Apparently TNT, the network that he works for, the TNT higher ups wanted to put an end to a long running bit where Charles Barkley makes fun of the women of San Antonio. He's been doing that for years.
The women. Oh, my.
And Charles Barkley said, if you crack a joke the wrong way now, they're like, oh, no, you cross the line. I mean, they won't even let me talk about San Antonio anymore. I'm always talking about their big old women down in San Antonio. They're like, Charles, we got one lady wrote an article. I'm like, first of all, I didn't call anybody personally fat in San Antonio. I was just joking around. We've been having fun with this for probably 10, 15 years. We go to San Antonio. The people are having a blast with it. The people in San Antonio had T-shirts made up about this, which I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of their on-running. And you get a giant crowd, and they all show up, and they give him crap, and he gives them crap and everything like that. You can't even have fun nowadays without these characters trying to get you canceled and things like that. I'm trying to hang on for another couple of years until I'm 60, and then they can kiss my ass. I'm only working until I'm 60. I've already told them that. I'm not working until the day I die. That's just stupid. And if I don't have enough money by now, I'm an idiot anyway. They should fire me anyway.
Wow. Oh, I love Chuck.
That is really funny. I already told him I'm only working till 60. If I don't have enough money by now, I'm an idiot. They should fire me for that.
So is the network telling him to stop making those jokes?
Claim.
Is that what he says?
That's what they claim.
Unfrickin' believable.
Well, what
a weird culture we have. The thin-skinnedness.
I'm mostly interested. There are things, you know, jokes that were okay in the 50s that I'm glad they aren't okay now. But something Barkley was perfectly okay 10 years ago that is not okay now? The changes happen a little too fast.
Well, right. And obviously it was a give-and-take thing. And the people of San Antonio had a voice, and they could express either their disapproval or hooting and hollering at Chuck Barkley, who's a fat guy. It's just there's no real victim here.
Plus,
pretending there is.
It's a show aimed at dudes that watch sports. So if the jokes between him and that crowd don't fit in with another crowd, who cares? You got your own entertainment.
I know. It's ridiculous and pathetic.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to reports, a recent data breach of the burger chain McDonald's disclosed the square footage of restaurant play areas. And this is alarming. Those ball pits are 30 feet deep.
Who knew?
A whole civilization down there.
We talked...
Yeah, of microbes and diseases.
We talked to Bill Bratton earlier in the program, who was the police chief in Los Angeles and in New York City. And he's got
Baston.
And he's got a book out about his career, and we talked about the surging crime wave all across America and what to do about it and that sort of thing. You can catch it on the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com. Also, though, in the conversation that came up, because I read his piece in the New York Times over the weekend, they interviewed him, and he's talking about his favorite books. One of his all-time favorite books is... and. A bunch of people just texted about it, so I'm going to tell you now. It's called 1939, A People's History of the Coming of the Second World War. And it's what was going on in the world and what the attitudes were among various countries before World War II started.
Oh, pretty interesting. That sounds great.
I am scared of anything called a people's history, because that's what Howard Zinn's infamous, dangerous, has destroyed America book that so many high schools use as a textbook. Is called A People's History, but this one seems so good so far.
Any opportunity to kick Howard Zinn is one that must be taken, so I appreciate you saying that. But the a view into people's attitudes before events and how they were, you know, evolved is so interesting, because history is always presented as if it were practically inevitable.
I think it was Churchill that wrote that the how you got to World War One or World War Two is more interesting than the event itself. Which
yeah,
is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah, well said. So yeah, I'll have to give that a read. That is now in slot 139 of the 450 books I've sworn I'm going to read.
There you go.
Speaking of crime and that sort of thing, I just wanted to touch on this briefly. Last weekend was ridiculously bloody. At least four major cities reeling from an onslaught of mass shootings over the weekend left at least 38 people wounded, six dead, police officials alarmed, thinking the gun violence is a prelude to a bloody summer as the nation emerges from the pandemic, which I'm not sure has anything to do with anything. I mean, it's coincident, not causal. But police in Austin, Cleveland, Chicago, and Savannah, Georgia, all investigating Sunday mass shootings that erupted over a six-hour streak, and again, killed six, at least six, and 38 other people shot, which is just spectacular. Savannah Chief of Police Roy Minter Jr. said, quote, "It's very disturbing what we're seeing across the country, level of gun violence all across the country. It's disturbing and it's senseless. A baby and a child and a couple of teenagers were wounded in that attack." Then they go into the particulars of the shooting in Chicago. Let's see, in Austin, it was in an entertainment district, a bunch of people shooting each other, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, because this is from ABC News, the only commentary about cause or what can be done is, one thing is clear, said the governor of, or the mayor, rather, of Austin, greater access to firearms does not equal greater public safety.
Okay.
That is the only comment on how did we get here.
Unbelievable. One thing is clear, is people having guns isn't going to help.
Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to go there?
As the perhaps the most bizarre, because it's so common, assumption in American politics is repeated, those who are willing to take a human life, risk a life sentence with no parole, violate the most sacred law of God and of man, somebody willing to do that will follow gun regulations. It's an idiotic notion. Now, granted, crazy people and felons shouldn't have guns. Of course, those are already laws, and we should work to enforce them. But there's absolutely nobody speaking to a culture of violence, a culture of grievance, that every grievance is a disaster and must be paid for in blood. Why is nobody talking about that cultural norm? That's the problem. I have multiple firearms. I'm not going to shoot anybody. Not unless they have it coming. Which, by my standards, is virtually nobody unless they're threatening my life or my wife's. Why is nobody courageous enough to say, in much of America, particularly Black America, but certainly not exclusively Black America, the attitude is, if I am at all aggrieved, I get to shoot you. And we need the churches and the schools and the street sweepers and just everybody working on a new way. Nobody wants to talk about that. One more crime-related story. This is from CBS in Los Angeles. Residents and business owners are growing frustrated and worrying about the rash of homeless encampment fires that have been breaking out across Southern California. L.A. Fire Department was talking to CBS Los Angeles, and they said every week crews respond to one or two fires at homeless encampments. Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. Every week, they're responding to dozens of fires caused by homeless encampments. Wait a minute, I misread it again. Ladies and gentlemen, LA Fire Department says every day they're responding to dozens of fires caused by bum and junkie camps. California, and I'm sure you've heard this already, is tinder dry and about to explode. And yet these bums and junkies set dozens of fires every single day.
So during the worst drought in state history, you have bums on purpose or accidentally setting fires every single day. That's just, that's untenable.
Right. Both property and livelihoods are being impacted by the destruction caused by the fires. One business owner found his downtown property on fire, cost him more than $100 in merchandise. He comments how heartbreaking and terrible it is. Here you go. CBS, congratulations on engaging in the political correct verbiage that makes you, that brands you, that shows you to be enlightened. It's important to note that many people experiencing homelessness do not have access to cell phones, so if a fire breaks out, they may not have a way to contact authorities. We need to get beyond the wishy-washy, ridiculous people experiencing homelessness thing and recognize what that mayor of Aurora, Colorado discovered, because it's practically universal. I have not heard anybody contradict what he said, which is that your shelter people are down and out. Maybe they got a habit or whatever, drugs or alcohol, but they're trying, and they're trying to get back on their feet. The people in the tents, the junkie encampments, are drug addicts who like to live outside and almost to a person say, I'm not moving to any damn shelter, and I'm not moving to your super nice housing because you won't let me do drugs. F you, I like living outdoors. And those are the people setting the fires. The nice people who had one too many medical bills, got fired as a cook or whatever, and now they can't afford their rent. They're not setting any fires. There are distinct populations among the homeless, and until leaders and media start to recognize that and talk about it honestly, we're never going to get anywhere. But California is going to explode in flames, and there's a damn good chance it's going to be a junkie fire.
So we got some good funny stuff coming up next segment. In just a moment, I'm going to tell you an interesting economic stat that shows we're back, baby. But first this. So the Biden-Putin summit is going on. As we speak, they met this morning, shook hands, said a couple of things, sat down, a gazillion pictures were taken, and now they're behind closed doors for 4 or 5 hours. Here's a little reporting out of Politico. One, they're into the second phase of their, what they're calling a tense meeting. I don't know how many different phases there are, but it's going to last 4 or 5 hours. But so we've been talking a little bit as details come in about the scrum, the melee, the shoving match, whatever you want to call it, that happened at the beginning of this thing. Here's Politico's version, and they have a reporter there. The throng of press covering the Biden-Putin summit, quickly devolved into a chaotic scene today, with Russian security forces shoving members of the media while White House officials screamed at the Russians for their treatment of the journalists.
Wow. Wow. That is a tense meeting.
Russian security forces shoving the media and American officials yelling at the Russian security forces for, you know, being hard on the media.
Huh.
There's going to be a lot of different versions of these stories. I look forward to hearing them all. I want to know what was going on there. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that the press got too close to Putin or something like that. It's also possible that the KGB genius, and Putin is, saw an opportunity to somehow disrupt the thing or make it look chaotic as Biden was speaking. Sowing the seeds of chaos, because that's what he does.
Of course,
I'm not sure exactly to what advantage that would be, but I'm not a KGB genius.
You could also have just one guy inadvertently stepped on another guy's foot and, you know, cut in line, and, you know, two people with no greater geopolitical anything going on at all, just, you know, one guy cut in front of the other guy, and he says something, he shoves, and the other guy shoves. You know, we've all seen this happen.
Right.
So it might not mean anything. The four men, Putin, Biden, and the people flanking them, that would be our Secretary of State and his dude, accompanied by translators, were expressionless throughout the photo opportunity, although Biden did crack a smile as reporters jostled for better positions. So again, it might have just been jostling. I don't know. We'll learn more as the day goes on. And unfortunately, it probably might be the last hour of this show. When it ends and Biden comes out and takes questions, if he does, we'll bring it to you live. Putin's also going to have a press conference, and I'm guessing he'll have a completely different version of what happened today.
Which will be interesting in and of itself. And sure, keep in mind what Condi Rice said the other day. She said, don't worry about the press conference or the statements. Worry about policy and actions as months unfold.
So here's your economic indicator that's kind of interesting, that things are kind of back to normal a lot of places. Not where I live, but a lot of places. We spend more money eating out than we spend on groceries in America. I guarantee you that wasn't true when I was a kid. I don't know I don't know when that became the norm. I would guess in the 90s somewhere those lines crossed.
That's probably about right, yeah.
But anyway, for decades now, we spend more money eating out than we spend on groceries.
And coincidentally, that's exactly the trend line of the obesity crisis.
True that. And if you spend more money on eating out than you do on groceries, which the average person does, apparently, if you run out of money, that'd be the first place you ought to look.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, obviously those numbers switched drastically when the pandemic hit. The graph is something. The eating out went down to practically nothing because there weren't no restaurants open, and people started spending more money eating at home on groceries than they did at restaurants for many months up until a couple weeks ago. Now we are back to spending more money eating out than on groceries, and that's seen as an economic indicator that things are getting pretty back to normal.
Boy, that changed in a hurry.
Well, it took a year. But,
what was the turning point? Probably just, a month ago?
Yeah, in recent weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I have more pretty interesting information on the desperate need for employees across the country.
I want to check out this TikTok thing. A woman went on TikTok with her casual dining first date recommendations or way of breaking down. If somebody takes you to this restaurant on your first date, this is what it means.
I love that.
It's making the rounds. It's a funny. We like to play the funnies.
Yes, we do.
And we're keeping
stay tuned for the funnies.
And we're keeping our eye on the Biden Putin summit. If anything happens, you'll know about it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty here. Remember the feeling you got as a kid being tucked into bed? Or the feeling you get now in the arms of somebody you love? Safe and secure. It's a feeling of security that only comes through a human connection.
And that's why the people at Simply Safe Home Security are so important. Of course, Simply Safe has an award-winning system that has all the technology, bells and whistles you'd expect these days. But the people at Simply Safe really take it to the next level.
They're there around the clock anytime you need them. Whether it's a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, a burst pipe, or even a problem while you're setting up the system, Simply Safe has a person with the expertise you need ready to help 24/7.
And when you know there's always someone there to help, well, that's a feeling you just don't get with any old security system.
Just go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system and get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. And just because you know us, you get a free security camera. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Have you been struggling with a drug or alcohol problem for a long time now? Listen to me. You've got time off from work right now, like a lot of other people do. So why don't you use that time off and put yourself in an environment, get away for 30 days, where you can get clean and sober. I know it's crazy out there right now, but you may never get this time off again. So use it. Use your insurance from work. Pick up the phone. Make a free call. We've got facilities near you that can help you get clean and sober. So here's the choice. You either sit home, drink, party, make your problem worse, or you pick up the phone right now, make a free call, find out if your insurance will pay for your treatment. Would you rather be clean in 30 days or a train wreck? Choice is yours.
Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
I say yes. You ask me on a dinner date, I say yes. One exception. I only do casual dining restaurants on first dates. You agree. You take us to Applebee's. I immediately note that you're probably an alcoholic and are only here for the $1 Long Island iced teas. I'm ecstatic. I don't give a f*** about the food either. We get blocked out, hook up, and probably never speak again.
There's more. That is pretty funny. So that's one of the hot TikToks right now, describing the different dining choices that one can make on a first date and what they mean.
So she's so rapid fire. What restaurant was that?
Applebee's.
That was Applebee's.
Applebee's. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hilarious.
Where the Apple Buddies, that's what they call the people who work there, Apple Buddies. Where the Apple Buddies bring you the $1 extra large Long Island iced tea. He's probably an alcoholic. Yeah. Let's hear more from this young woman.
You take a Olive Garden. It's clear that you tried to make an effort to pick the most romantic out of the options that you had. Also says that you're not real picky about the food as long as it has butter and calories in it. I agree. Unfortunately, it doesn't make up for the fact that you're not Italian, because a real Italian wouldn't take me here. You take us to Chili's. You immediately win. I know that you're a man of taste, culture, and style. And if you bring up the 2 for $25, we might actually have a future together. You take us to TJ Fridays. I conclude that you're either a sociopath or have formed an emotional connection to this restaurant at some point. Because we all know that all they offer is uncooked ribs and screaming children. You take us to Buffalo Wild Wings. I applaud you for thinking out of the box and not feeling threatened by the look of me eating wings. Hot, I'm interested, but you'll probably cheat on me if we end up dating.
What was their thing about TGI Fridays where they only offer overcooked ribs and screaming children?
That is pretty funny.
You know what scares me about this job since social media became a thing is realizing how many clever people there are in the world. There are way more clever people not making a living off their cleverness than I ever guessed. And it's as somebody who makes a living at least somewhat off cleverness, it's scary.
Allegedly.
Glad I got in early.
Speaking of food, that delicious American dessert, that very symbol of American life, the apple pie, is both racist and colonialist. I will explain next hour.
Can't wait to hear that. So we did a segment on Schrodinger's cat years ago. I had just read about it for the first time, and we talked about it on the air, and we've kind of joked about it over the years. But a lot of you didn't hear that segment because we weren't on all these radio stations. And two, maybe you're just unfamiliar with it. Now, I'm going to give like the most basic broad line description of it. So if all you astrophysicists listening, just calm down. Everything will be okay. But so I'm reading this new book about quantum mechanics and quantum theory. And it is believed by many to be the most important scientific development in human history. If that is true, it seems like I ought to know more about it. So I'm reading this book that is supposed to be the best book yet written for laymen to try to understand what's going on there. Anyway,
it's how the world works at the atomic and subatomic level, right? More or less?
Absolutely. And things get really weird at the subatomic level in a way that don't make sense with all the other laws of the universe. And Einstein and all his pals became aware of this and talked about it all the time, trying to figure out, what the heck's going on. Because, electrons don't do what matter should do. They just don't follow the rules, and trying to figure out why that is. And it's got something to do with observing things. If you don't observe it, it didn't happen. Or once you observe it, it happened. But until you observe it, it didn't happen.
Which
is really complicated. And that's where the whole Schrodinger's cat comes from. Schrodinger, who is a super smart guy, physicist, physics expert, whatever he was, early 1900s, he was trying to explain to Einstein this idea of quantum mechanics, that you have to observe things to be true. And he came up with this thought experiment that is now known as Schrodinger's cat. This is what he was describing to Einstein. And the idea, if you've got a cat in a box and you believe it's alive until the moment you observe it dead. So in that way, it can be both alive and dead at the same time. And it's got to do with electrons aren't doing what they're doing until you observe them doing what they're doing. So they can be doing two things at once. He used the example of the cat. So it's pretty gruesome if you're a cat lover, but there's various ways where they put poison in there or whatever they do. And the cat dies, but until you observe it dead, it's not dead. So it's both alive and dead at the same time. Now, Schrodinger did win a Nobel Prize for physics. He was one of Einstein's close friends. So this is no dummy. But that's what Schrodinger's cat is. If you ever hear us referring to it, Schrodinger's cat can be alive and dead at the same time.
I don't get it.
And well, I certainly don't get it. I'm only one chapter in. This idea that that it's not real unless you observe it when it comes to physics is just mind-blowing. Well, it was mind-blowing for the 25-year-old, 23-year-old who first came up with it as he sat on a rock staring at the ocean. It all popped into his head, and he just discovered it at once. And it has changed the way people look at the world.
You might as well be trying to explain the days of the week to a dog. It just goes right past me.
Yeah. I really want to grasp this. I really, really want to. Like, it's my white whale to grasp this. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
Yeah. I'd like to be that smart, but I'm not, and I accept it. Amen.
And you're good with that.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Take it to the grave.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.